It's our Favorite Topics Morning Show podcast. Did I say that right? Oh my gosh, we need to come up with a better name.
Do we have to say Morning Show when we say Favorite Topics podcast?
Fab podcast.
Favorite? What is the A and the B?
Oh, nothing. I just like the word fab.
Okay. Well, good. We're off to a good start with naming this then. Favorite topic, Chelsea? What is it for you?
What's your name? Yeah, nothing.
Reed.
My favorite... The Reed Podcast? Okay.
Call it that.
My favorite topic was talking about the chichia pet because you don't know what that is and I think it's so funny.
It's a chia pet. It's not even chichia. You made it up.
I did not.
You did. It's a chia pet. The commercial back in the early 90s was chichia. So you think it's a chichia pet. It's just chia pet.
Nope.
It definitely is.
Anyway, and we were linking that to UW-Madison came up with something that massaged the, I don't know.
You can tell how much Chelsea took from my article I found about curing baldness. UW-Madison engineers.
Sometimes it's a little snooze fest.
UW-Madison came up with a piece of technology that goes on your head, and if you are starting to bald, it will end up getting the dormant hair follicles to regrow.
They'll look alive.
It'll regrow. So Chelsea
said. Not your whole head.
So Chelsea said, yeah, and if you've been bald for 20 years, that's not going to work either. But anyway, it's technology UW-Madison is trying to push.
I feel like it's in like your DNA, like you can't fix it. So
Chelsea said, this sounds like a chia pet. And there she goes.
And I was right.
Please know, Chelsea's not making anybody fun of anybody who's bald. We'll say that right now.
Who would say that?
Well, I don't know. You're comparing it to a chia pet.
I don't know. No. I'm not really, though.
I know you're
I'm
not.
Just saying.
You have bald family members, and you have bald
my
friends.
My dad is one of my favorite people ever, and he's bald.
He is bald. So anyway, that was your favorite topic. My favorite thing, talking about the Brewers. And playoff game tonight, 7 o'clock. Or 7:08, actually. So if you're 8 minutes late, like I sometimes
but
am.
Everyone tell yourself 7.
You're still going to be able to see first pitch, though, even if you're 8 minutes late. Which I call that fashionably late. So if you're going over to watch it at somebody's house... You don't have to show up till 7.
Oh, 8.
What?
Oh, 8.
Want to get over by the microphone, hotshot?
7:08.
If you show up right at first pitch, that's uncouth.
That's you.
Well, I'm not couth.
I'm not cool. Bye.